Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could replace all my contact lens solution with your cum. Anyway, my guest today is a drag queen, a choreographer. She competed on RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6. She placed 8th and was a killer lip sync assassin on All Star Season 6. It's Lagandra Strunja.
Yes, Godmama. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to come all over your lenses.
Oh, thank you. It's all I've ever dreamt of. Someone to just ejaculate into my contact lens solution.
I got you covered, sis.
Okay, so Lagandra, do you like to go by your government name, Jay, or Lagandra? What do you prefer?
You know what? I love both my names. So it's honestly whatever makes you feel more comfortable. You call me what you want.
I guess I'm going to call you Lagandra because that's how I was introduced to you.
I love it. Call me by your name.
I love it. You are, I mean, if people have not seen you perform live, like what you did on All Stars, electric, incredible, fun, stunty, gaggy. But like live, you are so vivacious. And then also like on top of the stunts, like you're just really magnetic. So when did you get into dancing? Like when did we discover that you were good at this?
Well, I grew up basically dancing like literally straight out the womb. My mother always says that I was tap dancing on her belly when I was inside there. And, you know, I was really fortunate that both of my parents supported the arts and had such a love for musical theater. So I grew up dancing probably around the age of 8. I tried all the sports, but it wasn't until they moved me indoors to an air conditioning room with a mirror where I could stare at myself and be surrounded by women that I found my true self and found my comfortability with expressing myself through movement.
I love it. You also are like very connected with your body. And I've had like a couple people be like, I don't feel connected with my body. And they're like, Nicole, I love watching you pole dance. You feel like you're connected. I'm like, I'm not connected with my body. I'm like so disjointed. I have no rhythm. How do you find rhythm? This is a very selfish question. I would like to find rhythm. How do you find it?
You know what? I hate to break the bubble, babes, but I think you're either born with rhythm or you're not. You can get better at it for sure okay. With class and training. But I think, you know, some people just inherently don't have rhythm. And it's just really can't be taught, but there's very few and far between. I do believe 90% of people have rhythm. It's just, first you got to allow yourself to find that. I think a lot of people block themselves before they ever begin moving. You know, this is something I try to teach in Lagandra's dance school, my high heel masterclass that's toured the world. You know, the first thing I teach is confidence is key. Stop looking at the ground, put the chin up in the air, put the chesticles out. You got to feel it before you can really move it.
But here's the thing. If you are wearing heels and you're not looking down, I feel like that's a good way for you to fall down. No?
Well, if that's how you feel, you maybe shouldn't start in heels. Barefoot's a great way to start. You know, hey, it worked for Martha Graham, so it will work for you.
Heels are so hard.
They are.
I can wear them for like, I don't know, like 20 minutes. And then I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It's too much.
It is a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. I'm actually sitting in a pair of heels right now. But, you know, heels for me, I think, represent something so much more. You know, I did just recently come out as trans. And mm-hmm. a part of that truth is that I've always wanted to exist in heels. I love high heels. They make me feel powerful. They make me feel beautiful. And so for me, it's been really amazing to be wearing heels throughout the day, because usually I save this specialty for myself at night. And so that's why even during a podcast today when no one can see, I'm still sitting in my lovely, gorgeous Steve Madden, fully glittered rhinestone pumps.
I mean, I love that. We all have to do stuff for ourselves. That's how you get through, you know, this life.
And for me, if I'm not constantly in pain, I guess I'm just not living. So I'm like, bring it on, mama. Although I did just get my first pair of Louboutins. And let me tell you, mama, they're probably going to be the first and only, because those bitches hurt. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I will not be dating Louboutin, period.
Well, I feel like so many celebrities, they wear their Louboutins. And I'm like, well, if they hurt, why is everybody fucking wearing them?
I don't know, girl. The label is not worth it to me. I mean, I'm glad I have a pair, but the largest size they go up to, I believe, is a 42, which is a women's 11, which I can fit, but my God, the women's 11 is so small. Like, those shoes run very small.
They run very, very tiny. I feel like all, like, European-sized heels run very small. I just really wish somebody would come out with a line of wide heels for the big sisters with the wide fucking feet, because I have to squeeze my fucking foot into a shoe, and I'm like, this would be more comfortable if there was just more shit on it, you know?
I couldn't agree more, sister. I mean, there are definitely companies out there that specialize in larger shoes. However, they're always much more expensive. So I would like to see an affordable shoe for the large-footed woman. Absolutely.
Yes. R.I.P. Payless. That was a nice place for a big-footed woman to roll in, because they went up to like a 14.
Yes, I loved Payless. I grew up going there at the malls and everything.
Same. Oh, I miss Payless. Well, Pleasers, they actually make a pretty decent heel that's like kind of wide, but also caters to someone without a wide foot. I fucking love Pleasers.
Yeah, no, Pleaser is amazing. I actually was one of their cover girls several years back. So they're super supportive. Super supportive of the LGBTQIA plus community. So we love that. And I do love that they carry fashionable shoes in large sizes, because I think that's also something. A lot of time the larger sizes are smaller heels, or we have to you know, miss a little bit of the fashion, and I love that Pleaser always keeps that in there.
Okay, I have a question. It might be a personal question that you don't want to answer, and we can just edit this out, but
do you think because we have big feet, that's why people won't date us?
Maybe.
Because I really want to get to the bottom of this today too. Okay.
Maybe. Well, I'll ask you about dating in a little bit. Actually, very quickly. But I do want to know, did you feel pressured to come out as trans, or did you want to share that with the world?
I think both.
Okay.
I think both. I think mostly it was me, but I think there was a pressure for accountability. So, for instance, I had a huge alcohol problem right after season 6 of Drag Race, and it wasn't until I, like, came out publicly. And so I came out, and I told people I was getting sober, and, you know, it really held me accountable. And I think it was because of that that I really decided I wanted to tell the world that I was trans. Now, I had told my best friends, most people who are very close to me knew, but I felt like it was time to come forward and to share it with the world so that I could also hold myself accountable. I feel like I was hiding behind a shell of myself and and trying to, you know, well, I wasn't even trying, girl. I just basically didn't exist as myself. I just lived in the shell, and then at night I came alive. And so for me, it was in Corona that I really realized my truth. Well, not realized, that I really owned my truth. I've known for a long time, but it was Corona that helped me realize, like, this is, you know, who I am. Drag is what I do, but trans is who I am. Monica Beverly Hills said that best. And so I really did choose to come out for myself, but of course there was a little pressure. I think, you know, when you're a public figure, everybody wants you to be an activist for everything. You know, I've been a cannabis activist for years. And, you know, in coming out as trans, of course, now everyone's like, okay, so you're this amazing trans activist. And it's like, wait, can I just be trans first? Like, can I just exist? Yes. Can coming out be enough, you know? And so I have felt a little pressure from people, but I don't do anything if I don't believe in it, first and foremost.
Okay, this I love. When did you start smoking weed?
Girl, I've been smoking weed since I was probably 17. I started in high school. My dear friend Lauren Glenn was like, girl, after school, we should go and get medicated before our rehearsal. It will help you be so much more creative. And so I'm really lucky in the fact that the first time I smoked, it wasn't presented to me as some drug that was going to, you know, get me high or turn me up at a party. It was presented to me really in the first, at the first moment as medicine, which it is. So I'm really lucky that that actually worked for me. I became a presidential scholar in the arts working on that piece while I was medicated. So from jump, I knew that Miss Mary Jane and I would have a very long monogamous relationship.
I started smoking weed when I was in high school. And it wasn't presented as like this bad thing. My friend Dan was just like, do you want to just go smoke weed? And I was like, well, I've never done that before. And I'm very much a person that's like, well, I haven't done it, but I'd like to. And he was like, okay. So he smoked out of his Honey Bear bong. And then I was like, oh. And we sat under a tree and giggled. And I was like, I like this. And then I started doing like my homework on it. After I smoked weed, I do my homework. But also, I'm not a functional smoker.
Really?
Like, in the slightest. Oh. No, I cannot get anything done. So like I would smoke weed and then stare at problems and be like, it's still a problem, isn't it? Like, now I'm very into edibles.
Okay.
Very, very mild dosages. Like, I think I have these little dudes that are maybe 2 milligrams or maybe 5, like super duper low fucking THC count or whatever. Take those and I just tee hee hee, and that's what I like. I can't be like super high and do anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's different for everybody. I think that's why it is a medicine. Medicine affects people differently. And, you know, for me, it really helps me focus and helps drive my very, very busy days and keep me on schedule. But, you know, for some, it does the complete opposite and takes them off schedule and makes them stop, which there's nothing wrong with that. But like you said, time and place.
Yeah, I need uppers, baby. Give me that legal meth. I'm on ADD medication.
I was going to say, I'm a sativa diva, so I can relate. But the meth, you scared me, gal.
No, I'm on something called Vyvanse, which is time released. You can't really abuse it because I told my psychiatrist that I like cocaine. And she was like, I think I've said this on the podcast before, but she was like, what do you like about it? And I was like, oh, that you have a really nice conversation, then maybe you clean your house a little and you have a good night's rest. And she was like, what?
I feel the same way, honestly, truly. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, and the numbness of the mouth. I like that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. That's always very fun. A little nummy. Okay. So, Laganja, you are single?
Fully.
Okay. When was your last relationship?
Oh, my gosh. Like, real one or, like, hookup?
Real one.
Oh, honey, we're in the decade at this point.
Ooh, I mean, I've never been in a real relationship.
Really?
I'm not that kind of girl. I don't know what even looks like. I mean, I would like it, but it just hasn't happened for me.
Interesting. Well, I got really lucky, I guess, in the beginning of my life before I became a drag queen, when I identified as a gay male, and I dated my first boyfriend for 3 years, my second boyfriend for 5 years, and my college boyfriend for 3 years. So I had a really great record, but something happened, you know, with the drag that I think scared people away.
It is interesting when you decide to go an avenue for like a job where it's like loud. Like drag is, I mean, you could be a quiet drag queen, but I don't think your type of drag is quiet. I think it's like,
no.
Look at me. I am the fucking show.
Yes, download my single. Look at me.
I love it. Yes, look at me. But like, I think that is intimidating to some people because it's like, well, if they look at you, will they have to look at me? This is too much.
No, it definitely, I think drag brings out people's feelings and emotions, whether that's positive or negative, because we're not really invisible. you can't pretend we're not there. We are very colorful. Mm-hmm. We are very big. We are very over the top. And so if you're not a person who likes that, then it sometimes, you know, is confronting.
Yeah, very, very, very confronting. Did dating change after Drag Race? I would imagine, yes.
Yes, it did. I mean, like I said, pretty much at that point, well, I never said this before, but so I'm telling you now, I'd been doing drag for a year before Drag Race. And pretty much for me, I really did call drag like the kiss of death. Like it was like once I started accepting my femininity, you know, gay men just no longer found me attractive. Or if they did, it was because I was Laganja and I'd been on television and they just wanted to be able to say they slept with me.
Yeah. It is always hard to like navigate the world of, do you like me? Do you like my television persona? Do you have like a fetish that I'm fulfilling? What is going on in your brain? And then we live in an age where like you can't just ask somebody that.
Well, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I think maybe that's also another reason I'm single. I don't have no time for bullshit, mama. I'm going to say how I feel and I want the exact same from my partner, you know?
Okay, so we're at a bar and I'm hitting on you. Uh-huh. Hey.
Uh-huh. Hey, Laganja. I was just wondering if I could take you out on a date.
I would be like, hi, sir. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Carl.
Carl. Well, where are you from?
I am from Springfield, Illinois.
Illinois. Well, what brought you all the way to California?
I liked the sun, and then I decided to buy a convertible, and that's what I do. I'm also an apple farmer.
Wow, you just bought a convertible. Now, tell me more. Did the apple farming fund this car, or how did you do that exactly?
It funded the car. Yeah, I'm thriving with the apples. So, can I take you out?
Well, depending on that apple credit score, maybe we could go out on some kind of date. Where are you trying to take me?
I would like to take you to dinner.
Where?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, you ever been to this special little place called Red Lobster?
Okay, see, I'd actually be down with that. You know, I love Cheesy Bay Biscuits. So you know what, Carl? It's a date.
See, that was nice. You didn't ask them if they were asking you out for Laganja or anything.
I'm going to get free dinner first before I turn anybody away, baby. Hello.
With Carl the apple farmer.
Got to eat. I loved that role play, by the way. I was like, I wonder how long we're going to do this. I'm dying.
I mean, it could have gone on for a very long time. I forgot to take my medicine today. And now it's too late. Actually, it's not too late to take it. Oh, boy. I wish today I woke up and I was like, do I have COVID or did I just smoke too much weed last night? And I think it's like I smoked too much weed last night because I've had like 8 tests since I've been back.
I feel you though.
It's kind of annoying to just be like,
and
what
scary,
is it?
Right?
Yeah. Is it death or did I have too much fun? I hooked up with this guy at one of my shows and I was like, ooh, she's back, baby. She doesn't care anymore. But like truly he was in my hotel room and I was like, are you vaccinated? Which is like almost too late to be asking someone if they're vaccinated.
A little.
But he was like, I am. And I was like, okay, good. And then I was like, Nicole, would you have asked him to leave if he wasn't vaccinated? And then I was like, let's not ask ourselves that because I don't know the answer.
Period. Yeah, no, I think if you've already got him in the room, mama, it's going down. That's usually my rule. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. He was pretty cute. He was also like from Ireland. So he had this like accent and I was like, oh, my God. I'm mesmerized by this. It must be so easy for you to get laid. I wish I had an accent.
Right. At least here in America, I do think that would help us. Should we maybe, right? Maybe we should learn that. We should learn an accent and just start talking with one. Madonna did it.
She did. Madonna has, it's like an Englishy, it's hard to pinpoint the accent she has chosen for herself.
But it works for her. So maybe that's what we need to do, girl. We need to shrink our feet and we got to get a new voice. Okay, we're getting there. Yeah. We're getting there.
Maybe I'll talk like Lindsay Lohan.
My favorite.
Come with me. I'm me. Hello, I am Nicole. Her accent is so strange.
Completely. Completely.
Oh my God, that video. You've seen the video where she's like talking to this family and she's like, come with me. I have a hotel room. And they knocked her over. Have you seen this video?
No, but I just assumed that you were just riffing because you literally sounded just like her.
No, there's this, it's this insane video. I cannot remember where she is, but she's like trying to take these people's kids. And she's like, come with me. I have a hotel room. I have a hot water. I have things for you. And then the parents like knocked her over and she's like, they knocked me over. And she like posted it on her Instagram and I was like, but you lost. Why would you post this?
Oh my gosh.
So wait. You started doing drag only for a year and then went on Drag Race?
Yes, I was extremely lucky. You know, my mother, Alyssa Edwards, was on season 5 before me. And I think that, you know, definitely that didn't hurt that there was the lineage mm-hmm. between the two of us because she was such a breakout star. But I also think, you know, I did create a name for myself here in Los Angeles before the show had ever started. I had a cute little following on Instagram before all drag queens were like at 1 million like they are now. And, you know, I definitely think I deserved it, too. But I definitely think and always give credit to Alyssa for helping me get on that show.
The House of Edwards, is it dissolved?
I wouldn't say so, no. I would just say that, you know, it's going to take a lot of money to get the three of us extremely busy, you know, professional yeah. ladies back together. Because we're all doing our own thing, you know. But Alyssa absolutely still has her House of Edwards in Mesquite, Texas with her dance students and all her, you know, friends that surround her. So I just like to say that I feel like the House of Edwards has just sort of changed its face. You know, it's not Shangela LaGanja and Alyssa anymore, but it also doesn't mean that it couldn't be, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. When you tour, do you, I think it was Ben De La Creme who said this, but, do you have clown chasers? I don't know what you're oriented, like, people, what are you into? I don't even know.
I love me, you know, a man of color with tattoos, very masculine, seems very out of place at the gig. That's usually who I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, do they throw themselves at you?
Well, they don't, but that's what I wish they would do. I wish they would be very aggressive and come on to the lady. You know, I feel like that hasn't really happened yet. But I think a lot of that is because I wasn't owning my truth for almost 32 years of my life. So, you know, things are rapidly changing now that I've come out as trans and I'm not embarrassed by my own self.
Were you embarrassed about yourself?
I was, yeah. You know, where I grew up, people like me were looked at as chicks with dicks. And I always, you know, was trying to fight this. I really was. That's why I considered myself non-binary, because to me, it just made sense. Like, oh, well, then you can be both or you don't have to be either. But, you know, the truth of the matter is I am a woman. That is how I feel. That's how I've always felt. And I'm not a freak. And even if I am a chick with a dick, so what? It's 2021, babe. You know, I think the parts between our legs do not define who we are and who we love anymore. At least that's where I hope we're moving towards.
I hope so, too. I think it's just so, so boring to care. Do you know? Like, the whole bathroom situation, it was so funny. I was in an airport and I was in the room deemed the ladies' room, and a man came in, used the stall, came out, was washing his hands and looked around. He went, oh, no. And I said, hey, babe, gender's just a social construct. You're fine. You got it done. Don't worry. And he went, oh, boy, thank you. That made me feel better. Because I was just like, who fucking cares?
Right.
Who cares? I mean, I'll go in the men's room. Like, if there's a huge line for the women's room, why do I have to wait if there's no line in the other bathroom?
I agree. That's just called, you know, critical thinking. Hello.
Truly. It's so weird and it's so annoying. And I feel weird like asking you questions about being trans because I'm like, I wish it was just all normal. Like, I wish I didn't have questions, you know?
But I think this is how we get there, you know, is by talking about it, is explaining how we feel and how all trans women definitely have different identities and feel differently about their body. You know, I think a lot of trans women would never even say chick with a dick, you know? But I am just like trying to reclaim that, I guess, because I'm very proud of my body. I love my body. I never grew up hating my body, which is why I think it took me even longer to discover my truth. Because, you know, I didn't look down at my penis and think, oh my gosh, that's so manly. I mean, it's my pussy stick, girl, and I love her. And you know what I mean? I just, because now that I've come out as trans, it has really made me do a lot of work inside and realize that, just like you said, gender is such a construct. And I know that. I've been making dance pieces about that for years. But now I'm really like taking it on. You know, I'm super open to dating trans men, because even though I've never, you know, touched or been with a vagina, I am open to trying, because I feel like I've been close to that my whole life. I was told that, like, you know, you were attracted to dick and so you're gay and you're this thing. And now I'm realizing, like, I just think a lot of that is constructs that people built before us to segregate us, to make us, you know, hate one another. And I really do think, at least this is what I hope, in the end, it's just that we'll be people. And that's why bathrooms, yeah, we should all be in the same bathroom. We got to break that stigma now if we're ever going to get to where I'm talking about, you know? So I think it'll happen, though. I really do. I mean, the kids are 12 years old and on TikTok, and they know more about pronouns and, you know, using they, them than I do. It's amazing, you know?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of older people are real hung up on the they, them pronouns, because they're like, it doesn't make sense. And I'm like, okay, a lot of things don't make sense. Sure, you're used to saying they or them to talk about multiple people, but like, if somebody's asking you to say it, like, does it hurt you?
Right.
And then if you, know, like, if you're corrected, like, that's okay too. I sometimes make mistakes, and I try very hard to remember people's pronouns. And if I make a mistake, I try very hard to be respectful and be like, I'm sorry, I fucked up.
No, and you know, look, I hear other people's, you know, complaints about they, them. It, grammatically, I understand it doesn't make sense and that it is difficult. I too struggle because, you know, when I was non-binary, I still was going by she, her pronouns. I never felt they, them fit me. But I do have many friends that are, and it is definitely a challenge. But again, if somebody wanted me to call them frog, I would. Like, it doesn't matter. Yes, there's going to be an adjustment period. Yes, you're going to mess up. And hopefully the person you're talking with understands your intention is not to misgender them, but rather you're learning, you know, the grammar pattern and relearning something that you've used to mean two people. And, you know, I don't know. I just think, again, like you said, as long as you're sorry, you say you're sorry when you mess up and you just try your best, that's all you can do, you know?
Okay, real quick, we got to take a break.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta Poppy. I think I said, I love you, daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation, because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs. containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
And we're back. I've been trying to use they, them for everybody.
Right.
But then somebody was like, well, no, you have to respect when people want to use she and he. And I was like, yes, that is true. Then I was like, ah, what if I just say you or your name? And I was like, yes. Names are good. We could do names. Names are great for everybody. I've been, it's weird to say misgendered, but a lot of times on airplanes, I'm wearing like a sports bra and I don't have any hair. I shaved it and I'll be wearing a hat and I get a lot of sirs. And sometimes I feel empowered.
I love that.
They'll be like, sir, what would you like to drink? And I say, ooh, baby, a vodka soda. But then sometimes they get like weird and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're not a sir. And I'm like, I could be a sir. I don't know. It's fine. I don't care.
And honestly, same. I mean, you know, look, I have definitely been presenting female. I definitely feel beautiful in it. But are people still misgendering me? They are. And, you know, I've seen some of my sisters react very aggressively towards that. I've seen mm-hmm. some that like take no stance. I've seen some that educate. And I'll be honest, for me, I am a no stance gal because I really don't care. If you think I'm a sir, that's fine. I know I'm a woman. I don't need your approval. Just get me my drink. You know what I mean? Like, I really, but that again is different for every trans person. And that's why, you know, like you said, it is so important to recognize people's pronouns, especially when they want them to be. Now, my mm-hmm. publicist, she's writing everything in they, them. Trust and believe for everyone. Because, you know, and I get that. I really do. Like mm-hmm. in publications, I think it is easier to, you know, do that. And that's what I mean. It's just going to be a learning curve. Everyone's going to have to try and learn.
I think it is just like, you said it. We all just have to learn. Learning is okay. I feel like we all think at some point we're like, oh, we stopped learning. We're full grown people. I'm an adult, whatever. And it's like, no. We have to keep learning. Keeps life spicy. Keeps it fucking interesting. I'm always like, what a treat when I learn something new.
And this is helping other people and myself be better. So it's like, who cares if it's rough? Who cares if it's weird? Who cares if you don't understand mm-hmm. it? It's helping that person. Don't y'all want to help each other? Like, I don't know. I grew up with two high school counselors as my parents. So helping mm-hmm. people is like a big part of like what I want to do and why I'm an artist.
So your parents, they're pretty supportive, right?
Yeah, they're very supportive. I mean, you know, it's definitely been difficult for them. I've come out 5 different times in my life as a drag queen, as gay, as a pot smoker, now as trans. You know, so it has been a journey, needless to say. But I am so blessed. I am so lucky. I wish all queer people had parents like mine. Like, they really are so supportive. And even when they don't understand things like my music video, Daddy, they just don't watch it. And I love that, you know? I love that they allow me to be me.
I mean, my parents, they've passed on. They're dead people. But like, I think it's so funny when I have friends who are like, oh, my parents watch everything that I do. If my parents were living, I'd be like, guys, there's like some stuff I don't think you should watch. And there's some stuff I think you can watch. But like, I'm not trying to make you upset, but also I'm going to like live my life the way I want to live my life and say the fucking things I want to say.
Right. We have to. We have to live loud and proud and be bold and beautiful. And, you know, it has definitely been hard for me because I am such a mama's girl and I definitely grew up always wanting to please my parents. But at some point in my life, I just realized, you know, I am worth more than their approval. And mm-hmm. if they really love me, they'll get over whatever they don't understand or don't like or choices I've made and blah, blah, blah. And they have. And that's why I just feel so lucky.
Let's see. How are we going to get you a partner? How are we going to get me a partner? So wait, okay. Collectively, you've been in relationships. You've been in 3 like long-term relationships, 1 for 3, 1 for 3, and 1 for 5. That's a long time. So wait, when did it start? Wait, how old are you? Wait, I'm trying to figure this out.
Sure. So I started dating my first boyfriend when I was a sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. So I would have been like, what, 15?
Something like that. So you were out in high school?
Maybe 16. I think I was 16. I was out in high school my sophomore year. My freshman year, I went to a public high school and I was closeted. But my sophomore through senior year, I got to move to Booker T, which is an incredible art school in Dallas, Texas. And so, yeah, I was definitely out and proud and had a boyfriend and lived.
Ugh, I love that.
Yeah.
I really love that. I love that people like more and more get to live their truths earlier and earlier. Like, how cute to have like a high school romance.
It was pretty special.
I love it.
You know,
I wish I had a high school romance.
I was going to say, you know, sucking the D in the locker room. It was totally that fantasy.
Really?
Yes, girl. Although you'll die at this story. Oh, my God. I can't even believe I'm going to tell it. I was so scared because I'd never done it. And like, I didn't really want to, honestly. Like, I was like, ew, I thought it was kind of gross. But I just will never forget it because, of course, 2 seconds in, I was like, I love this. This is sickening. I'm so gay boots, you know. But yeah, I'll never forget. I was totally scared. Like, I just remember being like, I don't know. And are you sure? And he's like, just do it.
Yeah. How old was I? I think it was 7. Who was the first dick I sucked?
7 years old?
No, I was in 7th grade, I think.
I was about to say,
or it might have been high school. Or it might have been college. I don't remember, but I remember the first time I had a dick in my mouth. I remember the feeling, and I was like, huh, this is not what I thought it was going to be. It's just like a bunch of skin in my mouth. But then I like looked up, and I was like, oh, he's enjoying this. Woo, I'm powerful. I hold the power. Truly, so many thoughts were going through my brain.
I love it. You're so right, honey. Sex is power.
Yeah, and oh, boy, I'm horny. I'm always horny. It's a constant state of being. I'm just like horny, horny, horny. I did have sex. Okay, so it's what month is it? August now. So I had sex last month, and I thought that would tie me over, but it doesn't. It doesn't. I'm already horny again. Gotta find it. But okay, so I went and I saw. I had a phone call with a psychic who said that I would meet someone in July. I met someone in July. And then they're like, you're going to meet the one at the end of the year. So that's what I'm trying to manifest.
I love that for you. That sounds like a good journey.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm very excited about it.
Yes. Wow. The one, they say, huh?
Yeah. He said, this is a psychic that I found on The Real Housewives of Potomac. I figured out who he was. I found his number, called him right up. And he was like, yep, end of the year, you're going to find your, like, your person. And I'm very excited about this.
Well, if he's from the House of Potomac, it's got to be legit, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was right about July.
That's true. The premonition. So, okay. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, gal.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
And at least if it's not the one, I hope you find some more dick.
Thank you. I mean, honestly, I will just consistent dick is what I would like, or a person. I mean, I do not limit it. I'm not just trolling for dick. Although like right now I kind of am.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm like just really like ravenous for penis. Like I just like, I'm like, I want that.
Right.
I want just like a big, big man.
Oh, yes. I'm feeling all just of that.
A beefy little treat. That's what I want.
I want a little treat too. I don't want a big treat. Okay. I'm over the big treats.
Yeah. I like a little treat. Sometimes I like a big treat. But like right now, I'm like looking just for like a nice little treat that won't blow my fucking pussy out.
Yes.
And then like maybe knows how to eat me out well. Like that's what, ooh, I think I'm looking for.
I'm absolutely looking for same. Hashtag same.
Right. But then again, talk to me next week and I'll be like, I want a huge treat. I want to be turned inside out. Call me Rosebud.
No, no, no. I will not be. I will not be changing it. Mama, I used to have a thing. I used to say on stage, honey, below 8, I'd rather masturbate. But now I like to say below 8, you got yourself a first date.
Oh, that's very funny. It's funny how like shit changes the older you get. You're like, this isn't fucking important to me anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't give a shit.
I am not 22 and I'm not trying to snap it back like that. Nope.
Truly.
Nope.
I had a training session today with my my personal trainer from 4 years ago who now lives in England. We did it over FaceTime. And he's just like also a friend. I really love him. We were talking today and I was like, how is like you're engaged? Like, congrats. I haven't talked to you in such a long time. Congrats. He was like, yeah, it's nice. I'm finally with someone who's nice to me. And I was like, It's funny how, like, you said that out loud, but it's the truth. Like, a lot of times people are just mean to you or right. treat you like shit and you just take it.
I know, which is why I've stayed single for so many years, because I won't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I just won't. I'm not interested. I'm really not. What's the point of having a relationship if it just makes you miserable? I'd rather be miserable and alone than miserable with someone else. Truly.
I sometimes feel like that, but then sometimes I'm just like, boy, it'd be nice to argue with someone.
Yeah, no, I argue with myself every day, so I'm good on that one.
Fair. Okay, so I feel like you've done just a lot of work on yourself. You seem like so just like secure in who you are. How did that happen? Because people ask me a lot. They're like, how do you get confident? And I have a hard time answering it because I'm like, I honestly just like look in the mirror and choose to like that person. And then when I'm out in the world, I just choose to present myself in a way where I'm like, I like me. Do you should like me. So yeah, how are you so self-assured? Maybe you have like actual advice for people.
Well, I thought your advice was great, A. And I loved how, and I liked how you were like, and you should like me, question mark? Like, yeah. I'm very that girl too, for sure. But I think for me, confidence just comes from, loving yourself. And so I'm always working on myself to love myself more. I know that's so cheesy, but it really is true. And whatever that means, whether that means like I'm eating healthier or I'm working out or I'm being nicer or I'm trying not to yell at my assistant when I'm getting freaked out and in drag or whatever it is, I feel like I am trying to always evolve. And because of that forward motion, it allows me to just be really confident because I know I'm constantly in work. And when you can accept the fact that you're a work in progress always, you're never perfect, you're always going to mess up, but you can be a better version of yourself than you were yesterday, I think you can be at peace with yourself. And that's why ultimately for me, you know, again, not to keep bringing it back to this, but coming out as trans has been such a powerful thing. I mean, it has truly allowed me to reach such a level, oh my God, it'll make me cry, of euphoria that I've never felt before in my life. And I just feel like it was the last piece of a puzzle. And now it's like all the pieces are in place and everything is coming together besides having a man. And you know what? I feel empowered and I feel great. And I just think that that's where confidence comes from, working. It doesn't just happen, you know? Like you said, you choose to like yourself. And I choose to love myself too because I only got one me. And beating myself up for years and years wasn't really doing anything like to help me move forward. And loving myself has absolutely helped me move. I forgot I have a photo shoot after this and I cannot cry. Oh my God. Oh my God, girl. Ugh.
I'm so sorry. I mean, it is a really like transformative thing when you can like see that you're doing things that like help you and you're not just because like I don't want to say that like because like you can be depressed. I get depressed. Like sometimes I'm just like not happy.
Amen.
But you know, there's other days where like I get into a little funk and then I go, you know, it's not doing it today.
Correct.
Like, I think I want to be happy. So I'm going to put on, you know, a face of makeup. I'm going to put on a cute little stupid outfit, wear a little crop top, have some people stare at me and feel good. And not to say that like depression isn't a real thing because it's like, I believe in medication.
Me
Please
too.
Go get medicated if you are in a place where you cannot pull yourself out of it.
Or smoke some weed.
But, yeah, or smoke weed or like, yeah, like I feel like we stigmatize so much shit. We stigmatize like going to therapy, smoking weed. Like I have a ton of friends who smoke a ton of weed and get so much shit done that like more shit than me. And I'm like, yeah, people who smoke weed aren't lazy. I'm like, we need to just, like, I think it's like normalizing. I do X, Y, and Z solely for myself to help me be a better person.
Right.
Okay, let's take another little break.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day,
Eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best Eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best Eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Sometimes I'm like, I love myself so much. Maybe there's nobody out there who will love me as much as I love me.
I think the same thing sometimes. I really do. But then I think, like, that's such a positive thing to have. Because if you really do feel that way, then it's like, well, screw it. I don't need the relationship. I want it. But also, I'm having so much fun with me. And girl, I love to be alone. As much as I love being with people, I love to be alone. I can put on Netflix, have my dog, my weed, and my food, and I will be happy just by myself. And it's taken a long time to get there. I really did. I've run from myself for so many years because I didn't want to confront, you know, my truth. And I just feel like, yeah, once you accept who you are and just live it loud and proud and say, screw what you think, you're better for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recently started living by myself. I had a roommate. I've always had a roommate. I went from a family to college where I had a roommate. After college, lived with a bunch of people, moved to LA, and then for 9 years had the same roommate who, like, he was more like family than he was a roommate. So then he moved out to live with his boyfriend, and I was like, well, I have to get another roommate. Then I was like, wait, you don't know what you're like alone. You have no idea who you are when there's nobody else there. Like, are you still as performative? Are you still as goofy? Like, what goes on? And I'll tell you, for the first, like, 2 weeks, I was, like, silent. I was like, I don't know how to be this person. Now, oh boy, do I talk to my dog a lot, and I sing for him and I dance for him. And it's like, oh, I'm being silly for myself, which is nice.
No, I love to hear you say that because I am so silly and my best friends are so silly. I swear to God, if someone overheard us, they would be like, are those adults acting like children on purpose? Like, we are crazy. But, you know, I think laughter is life's best medicine next to cannabis. I really do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, having a pet, I think, as a single person is crucial. You know, I feel like if I didn't have my little dabbers, I definitely would struggle being alone. But because of her and because of all the things I talked about before, I love being alone. And I will say, in the beginning, it was hard because I, too, was a roommate, family. I had always people. And when I first lived alone, it was really hard and I got lonely and I didn't have a pet at the time. And it definitely was a struggle. So, I mean, this is new for you. You just started living alone, right?
Yes.
So give yourself a break, too, if you ever feel any of that, because it definitely is an adjustment. But girl, once you get into it, you're going to be like, I'll never live with anyone else again. I can do whatever the fuck I want, when I want, how I want. Yes, mama.
I went swimming naked the other day. Yes. And I would never have done that with a roommate. I truly was like, wait a minute. I don't have to shield my titties from anybody.
Exactly.
So I took one tit out and I took the other one out. Then I was like, oh, I'll just take it all off.
Yes.
And then I was just naked in my backyard. But then I was like, oh, my neighbors can see me.
Oh, totally. My neighbors see me all the time because I'm usually nude for the art projects that I do. It's shocking. But yeah, like literally I've just learned to be like, whatever. Don't look over here if you don't want to see it. I mean, truly, it's
don't
my backyard.
You don't want to see it. That's truly so funny.
Look above the backyard. Don't look down out the window. Look up, look up, look out. Or if I were you, I would look. There's a free show every night in your backyard, literally. So be grateful.
Have you ever hurt yourself doing a jump fucking split? Like, that was so nuts.
Mama, I'm hurt right now to no other extent. Like, I was in Dewey Beach. I jumped off the stage into the crowd. Dewey Beach, beach meaning there's sand. So I skid. Yeah. So that's still healing on one side of my foot. Then here, look, you can see it in our frame. I jumped, and because my knee is injured right now, I tried to catch myself, and my acrylic nail ripped off with my real nail in the middle of a performance.
Yeah.
Then kept going during that number, right? Went backstage, had to freaking tape it up and go back out there and do another number where I continue doing stunts. And then, no, it gets worse. Go home and cut my own acrylic that was attached to my nail off. I threw up. It was so intense. So yeah, I get hurt. This is what I do for the gays. I risk my life.
But
I know.
But maybe we dial it back a little.
Oh, trust me, honey. Once the hormones kick in and I start getting body, it's over. I'm sitting down and pooching for the rest of my career. And I don't want to hear shit from nobody because I gave y'all stunts and shows and shenanigans for over a decade, okay?
Once the hormones kick in, I'm just going to be sitting and pooching. That's very funny. I mean, yeah, I mean, when I saw you at
Executive Suites.
Yes, Executive Suites and then Drive and Drag.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Truly, the stunts you do in person are incredible. But thank honestly, for the safety of you as a person, I would love it if you maybe did 22% less.
Yes. Well, literally the other night I did zero dips and my girlfriend who came to the gig with me was like, that's it? And I'm like, yeah, girl, that's it. So it is happening. Slowly but surely, Mama is, you know, slowing down. But, you know, like last night at my gig, girl, I went full out and jumped off the stage into the crowd and the whole nine yards. So, you know, it just depends. Oh, it depends on the booking fee.
Sure. I feel like you're saying that as a joke, but like,
no, it really does. No,
you
it really
pay
is
a gal
true.
More, she'll do a little more.
Well, yeah, you want me to risk my life at 32. I mean, it was different when I was 22 and it was like, oh, you got a bottle of vodka? Sounds good. I'll jump from here. But now I'm like, I'm trying to go home and actually not be in pain. So, yeah.
Wait, so you don't have a nail on this finger right now? What is going on? What is? Oh, my God.
She's Glovisha for the next 2 months.
Ooh, my God. That is truly wild.
Wild, sis. I've honestly never gagged in my life more than that moment in my life. Like, it was so intensely intense. Like, it was so painful, and there's blood gushing out, and I'm the only one that knows because the audience is just living, and I'm also like, I can't get it on this costume because it's my physical costume that I wore on Drag Race, and I'm having to tour the world with it, and it's like, I can't get blood on that. It was just the whole thing. It was the whole thing. But the important part is I survived it. I'm better for it.
Yes.
And now I have more reason to say, well, you wonder why I pooch.
Yes, you are a survivor. You made it. I cannot remember the rest of those lyrics. I'm a survivor.
I'm not going to give up. I'm a work harder. I can do better.
I don't know the lyrics to anything.
Me either.
Would you do All Stars?
No, I would love to come back as another lip sync assassin, but really what I'd love to come back as a choreographer.
Ooh, yes, 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 yes. That would be fun. I mean, you truly are very gifted with the dancing.
Well, thank
you. But also, I fully get not wanting to do a whole season of television because you get edited in a way where they show you how they want to show you and then the children never forget.
Right. And it's not only that, it's so much money nowadays. I mean, these kids are going in there with, you know, double digits. Well, not even double, like, you know, 20 grand. So it's like, they're really going at it. And of course, it's an investment. And of course, eventually, hopefully, most of them make it back. But for me, just not a risk I'm willing to take right now financially, A. B, I already survived the Shark Tank once. Why would I go back in? You gotta want to be able to do that. And I'm good on that. And C, I feel like, you know, this last moment that I just did on All Star 6 was an incredible, like, bookend goodbye, thank you so much, never forget me, I'm that bitch moment that it's like, I don't even know how I would top that, nor do I have any interest in topping that because I don't need to. I don't need to have a title of all-star. I don't need to go back on the show. Would it be nice to gain lots of followers like I just did from this one moment I had? It would. But in the end, that's not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to forge a career on my own. And I just feel like I have been a Drag Race girl and will always be a Drag Race girl, of course. But I'm trying to go to the next level. I'm trying to find something else outside of the brand. And constantly going back and relying on their opinions of you, for me, stops your growth. And so, you know, that's why I always love to go back to the brand because I would be nothing without the brand. And that's why I love World of Wonder and I'm so grateful for everything they've given me. And, you know, I'm so thrilled they included me in All Stars and allowed me this moment because they didn't have to do that. You know, they didn't. And it was a gift. It really was a gift. I mean, it's made so many people see me finally, which is, you know, unbelievable as an artist and someone who's been in LA for so long, you know, just jumping off platforms night after night. And to finally have the world really see that and it not be convoluted with how good my acting challenge was or how I did in that runway or, and it was just my talent. It was like such the, you know, verification that I needed to know I'm on the right path because I haven't gone back to that show. And the way I went back was exactly how I wanted to do it, from entrance, from the look, from everything. And so I feel really good. I'm at super peace with it. I hope they include me on more things because, like I said, I love the brand so much. I just know my mental stability and my financial stability are worth a lot. And I'm not ready to risk that right now. It doesn't mean maybe, you know, this brand's going to go on forever. I really believe that. So, so maybe it one day when I'm rich and fully a woman and where I want to be in my transition, I will go back. But for right now and for many years, no.
Fair. No, I fucking feel you on that. It is tough. It is tough to be under a microscope. And then, yeah, the financial responsibility of all of it. I fully agree with you because it was just iconic. It was fun. It was one of the best lip syncs I've seen on the show. I think it should have been a double win.
Me too.
I think you won. But I do think Trinity really fucking brought it.
Yes.
And it was just like, it was just so fun to watch both of you. Truly a treat.
I think it was because they had a double win the week before. I really do. Because, yeah, probably. She definitely deserved it as well.
But if we were going to do a double win between the two, this lip sync.
I agree.
It was just so fun. But, like, okay, let's go back to dating.
Okay.
Are you on the dating apps?
No. I like to get on Grindr every once in a while, but it's usually just to get the pictures and jack off, and then I delete the app.
Okay, fair.
Doesn't take much.
I guess not. Just one little picture?
Oh, no. I want several in a video and maybe a FaceTime call.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I like a video. I'll do a video. I think a picture is useless.
Oh, I like pictures. It leaves something up to the imagination.
Yeah, I guess so. But like a picture, I'm just like, there's too much imagination where I'm like, I don't know if it's actually that big. Why don't you take something next to it for scale? Are your fingernails dirty? I don't know. But it's just like in motion, like a jerking off video. I'm like, okay, I know what that dick do. That's nice.
Okay, fair. I also see that point of view. And now I'm also going to be looking at their nails. So thank you, because that was something I never thought about. God, now one more thing for me to worry about. Great.
I'm always looking at the nails because I'm like, if you're going to finger me, I don't want tetanus. Like, it needs to be a little clean, a little kept up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to need a nice cuticle cut.
Yes, that would be nice. I mean, honestly, in a dream world, what a treat would it be if I like went on a tour, did a show, found somebody, hooked up with them, brought them back to LA with me, and then I was like, you're mine now. That's what I want.
I know. I dream of this too, especially when I go to Brazil. I'm like, come on, one of you, please. Wife the doll.
I've never been to Brazil.
Oh, she's everything.
Really?
For me, yeah. I felt like, you know, as a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little angel, yeah, they were ready to tear the puss up, honey.
They were like, we've never seen this. We love it.
No, it's also because the culture is just amazing. I love the music there, the food. I mean, even we saw a soccer game, and it was like such a celebration that I was like, I think I like soccer. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was crazy. There's just so much, like, joy and dance and rhythm there that I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, the food is a little on the meat side for me. It's like lots of meat and steak. And I prefer like, I don't know, fried chicken and like, I don't know, things that are not in Brazil. But, you know, it's fierce food. It's got a lot of flavor to it. Not necessarily a lot of spice. I think that's also something that's missing. Because, I mean, honestly, my favorite food is spicy fried chicken. Like, I grew up on that and I'm obsessed with it. And it is just... I don't know. I was talking to my girlfriend the other day and she's like talking about being vegan. And I was like, I could never do it. Like, I could never give up cheese and spicy fried chicken. Those two things.
I do love fried chicken. Have you ever had Hal and Ray's?
No.
It's in Chinatown. They have
Hal, H-A-L, and Ray's?
Howlin'. Like, howl.
Oh, no. I've never had her.
So good. Their fried chicken
sandwich.
I need
to write this down. Oh, my phone's
on. Yeah, write it down. You can get it on...
I love a new fried chicken spot. Okay, I have one for you then, too, after this.
You wrote it in the chat, and then I wrote it in the chat.
I want chicken!
They have... Okay, so they're like... So I like... The wings are fine, but I think they really shine with their fucking sandwich.
Okay.
And... I had their hottest. The hottest is like abuse. Like it's truly
I don't want that.
So hot that you won't enjoy it. But I would say the mild and the medium. Medium is like pretty spicy. Mild is like too-hoo-hoo. And then the country is just like, yes, this is just a fried chicken sandwich. It's so good. It's so fucking good. I love that place. What's your favorite fried chicken sandwich in LA?
Okay, so I feel bad because I don't live there anymore. I used to live in North Hollywood, and then I also lived in Van Nuys for years and years and years. And there was a place that literally was outside of a car wash late at night. And I want to say it's called Ragin' Hot Chicken.
Okay.
But I will confirm the name for you because I heard that after Corona, they did so well during the pandemic that they got like a storefront place.
Oh, which is so cool.
But there, they have like, okay, so I love like KFC, although I am I'm a Popeyes girl, but I love KFC because they have those chicken littles. You know, where it's like, so whatever those are called, where there's like little chicken sandwiches, this place, Ragin' Hot, they make those. And they are so bomb. Oh my God, I love them. I love them. I forget, sliders. Ooh. That's the word, sliders.
Yes, little sliders.
My medicine is kicking in, sorry. And now we're talking about food and I'm just like in my happy place. I do, I love, love, love.
I love food, I love
Me
chicken.
Too.
I wish I could eat it. I'll have chicken every now and again, but like I just don't digest meat well. I tend to break out really badly. And I tried everything. I was like, okay, I'll drink more water.
It's all the hormones that they pump into the food.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. We eat trash.
We do.
Like a lot of people are like, I won't take the vaccine. I don't know what's in it. And I'm like, well.
You eat Taco Bell. Right.
Like, yeah. You eat Taco Bell. Like you eat organic apples from Whole Foods. Those apples are a year old. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Why do you think everything is in season all year long? It's because, I might have said it on this podcast before, but I'll tell you, they put it in these like giant containers, these metal containers. They take the air out of it and they like vacuum seal apples, oranges, lemons, limes, everything that's like not in season. And then they like release them slowly and sell them to, you know, supermarkets and stuff. So that's how you can get everything in season. Where like,
wow.
If you go to a farmer's market, there's months where you can't get an apple.
Sure.
Because they're not in fucking season because they're actually growing them. So yeah, everything you eat in a supermarket is old. That's why shit rots so fast sometimes. Because you're like, this is already a year old. Now it's been in the supermarket for a week. Now it's been in my house for a week. It's actually been in its state for a year and 2 weeks. Isn't that wild?
Okay, Nicole, now not only am I worried about trades nails, now I'm worried about going to the grocery store. Like, we have got to end this podcast. I'm getting scareder by the second. What is going on? Okay.
I'm sorry. Well,
oh,
we can
no,
end it.
I cannot believe this about the groceries, girl. That's too much. That's too much.
Yeah, we eat trash. Okay, look, Anja, I ask everybody this. Would you date me?
Would I date you?
Yes.
I feel like no.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like our energies would be so chaotic that, like, literally, we would not even be able to go out to eat. Like, we would be so loud at the table that, like, it would just be an issue. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yes. I think normal functioning day-to-day life would probably be a problem. So
I fully agree. Yeah, people in the restaurant would just be like, you have to shut up.
Like, that is a lot of, and just us showing up and our looks alone, like, that would be a lot to take in.
But it does
sound like a lot of fun. Yes, me too.
Well, Laganja, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh my God, of course.
You are absolutely delightful.
I think you are delightful too. And I loved just laughing and kikiing with you and talking shit and getting dirty. And just, this was good.
Yes, I love it. Okay. Well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, rate it. I don't know, subscribe, Apple Pod. I've been doing this for 2 years and I can't.
Not
remember
they rate us. People, gosh.
They can like rate it 5 stars. Some people have rated it 0 stars. Some people say some nasty stuff, but that's okay. As long as you listened, every listen counts for me.
Amen.
And if you write me something nasty, I will read it. So this nice person said something nasty. When you said wine and dine me on this week's podcast, it reminded me of an old trivia name, wing and ding me, which I would absolutely do for you. I would take you out for wings, then peg you at a Lady Glory hole in the bathroom. If we happen to play trivia at the wing bar, I would accept all of your answers without question. And if the MC tried to say you were wrong, I would fight for you. Honestly, that's like really sweet.
That honestly
is.
That's
like not very nasty. That's nice. Anybody who wants to fight for me.
And did I hear that you got chicken wings in there? Was that part of it?
Yeah, they said wings and dings. They were going to get me some wings.
They're spot on.
They've already heard this episode. They're hiding in my house. Oh, no.
Ah, there comes the pegger machine.
Okay, well, thank you, Laganja.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Okay, bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solo-Taroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best Eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best Eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.